Good morning. It's 14th May. Our middle reading today is Isaiah chapters 3 and 4. I'm going to read to you from Brother Ray Willett's book once again. I read, "Famine and the sword would make the land desolate, because, like Sodom and Gomorrah, they declare their sin, they hide it not," as we read in chapter 3, verse 9. In this respect, our generation too stands guilty before God. The rulers were oppressors who blatantly ignored the law of God. They led the people to err, verse 12, and the spoil of the poor is in your houses, verse 14. They would be violently removed. As they had sown, so they would also reap. The daughters of Zion were haughty, seeking to beautify themselves outwardly, whilst inwardly they were ugly and deformed. The tinkling ornaments, pendants, scent bottles, earrings, festival robes, hand mirrors, veils and spices that are described in verses 18 to 23 would be useless when the judgment of God was poured out by the Gentile powers, which God would bring against them. Israel would be made desolate. And under the figure of seven women and one man, chapter 4, verse 1, we are shown just how desolate she would become. The scattered nation would strive hard to exist. Isaiah, once again, when speaking of his own generation, leads on to the future day of the Lord and the establishment of God's kingdom. In that day shall the branch of the Lord, that's Messiah, be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. Chapter 4, verse 2. Then it will be well with the righteous. They will inherit everlasting life, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the nation of Israel looks with repentance upon him whom they pierced, they will be washed and purged, and will once again be grafted in to the olive tree of God. God will again openly lead the people, and Isaiah explains this by taking our thoughts back to Israel in the wilderness, where the angel of God visibly led them by the cloud over the ark of God. That's Exodus 13, verse 21. This pillar of cloud became at night a pillar of fire above the most holy place, the shining of a flaming fire. The cloud provided shadow in the daytime and protected the people from storm and heat. God was with them in the person of the angel. But the time is coming when God will visibly, in the person of his Son, take over the rulership of the world. God's mercy seat, Jesus, will again be covered by the cloud of God's glory, which will go out from Jerusalem and enlighten a world which today is covered by thick darkness. Isaiah uses the language of Moses to tell us about this glorious time which is coming on the earth. The Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defence, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from storm and from rain. Heaven and earth, the world organisation as we know it, with its kingdoms and godlessness, will pass away. But God's word will not pass away. It will surely come to pass. What manner of people ought we to be? Say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given to him. What a glorious hope that is, tempered with a very serious warning. Thank you for listening.